There were no TV cameras Monday in front of the Texas Secretary of State's office building south of the Capitol. No crowd of cheering supporters. But Green Party of Texas statewide coordinator Kat Swift says the dozen or so boxes filled with signed petitions spoke louder than a roaring crowd.
And we have with us 93,000 roughly petitions of Texas voters who did not vote in the primary who want to see the Green Party on the ballot.
That's more than double the 44,000 signatures needed to get a political party on the Texas ballot. And it's been a long and winding road to get there for the Green Party. Swift says ballot efforts suffered under what she says is the false notion that Green Party presidential candidate Ralph Nader helped President George W. Bush defeat Al Gore in 2000.
I was personally verbally assaulted regularly out petitioning, and after a while you kind of just give up.
Beyond that, it costs real money, from $100,000 to $500,000, to pay a company to collect the signatures. That's where the Free and Equal Elections Foundation stepped in. Kristen Tobin is founder and chair of the nonpartisan foundation.
What we do is we gather signatures for candidates nationwide across the political spectrum, from Greens to Libertarians to Constitution to disenfranchised Democrats and Republicans.
And in Texas, the group also helped the Green Party raise the money needed to pay for the signature collection. Richard Winger edits the website Ballot Access News, a clearinghouse for information from across the country. He says Texas is considered one of the five hardest states to get on the ballot, basing his claim on the 2008 presidential election.
In 2008, Ralph Nader got on the ballot in 45 states. Texas was one of only five states that it was too hard. The others were Georgia, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and Indiana.
Green Party coordinator Kat Swift would welcome any changes to the laws in Texas to make it easier for a third-party candidate to get on the ballot, but she says the state and nation's general distrust of government did make it easier to collect signatures this year.
A good portion of the people are like, well, why aren't you on the ballot? You know, what's the deal with that? And you explain the crazy rules here, and they're like, all right, I'll sign it. This is crazy. I shouldn't have to do this. Y'all should just be on the ballot.
The Secretary of State's office says it will validate the signatures and have an official ruling of whether the Green Party made the statewide ballot sometime in the middle of June. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.